In eastern Chad, water is considered one of the most precious resources. Some 102,000 people live in Abugadam in the Wadai region of eastern Chad. They've asked for help to repair a large concrete trench called Matar Dam, which is now dry. The trench, once full of water, was used for people, crops, animals, as well as the nomads who pass through the region, depending on the season. Zulfagar Ali, an engineer at Help Chad, a local NGO, gave some background on the situation.
I'd like to speak a little about the history of when this trench was constructed during the Great Drought of 84, made by the NGO Africare. It's about 1 kilometer long. I believe this dike was very important to help maintain the population that live in the area, above all during the Great Drought of 1984.
Bachir Usman, the president of the local dike committee, says that people were happier when there was water there.
I want to say that this dike, which was made in 1984, helped the population in the area. At the beginning, everyone benefited, and when it started to work, everyone was happy. You would hear the yuyus around the wadi, because the harvest was good, and everyone was happy.
Engineer Ali said that after 20 years of constant use, it needed some improvements.
The last repairs were made here in 2014. Unfortunately, just after it was repaired, there was a leak. The trench didn't work.
Usman says that the difference in the locals' lives while the trench worked and after it broke was extreme.
While the population was farming, they could buy sheep and everything they needed for their homes. But now that the dike is broken, people have started selling off whatever they have in the market so they can have something to eat. We're using our stock, and we don't have anything like before. We used to grow things here, like watermelons, tomatoes, and everything that you could grow. But now that the dam is broken, there's nothing, and everyone is staying at home. It's as if a mother has abandoned her child.
We spoke to one mom, 52-year-old Hawa Hamat from Maseke village, who unfortunately doesn't have the luxury of staying home. She needs water.
We are thirsty and we don't have water. We have to look for water and we have to go very far. I walk 30 kilometers night and day looking for water with a donkey. There are 10 people in my household, but the village is very big here. Yes, we want the dike to be reconstructed because since it broke, we've only suffered.
Stephen Tull, the UN humanitarian and resident coordinator in Chad, says that finding water is one of the most basic challenges for everyone in the Sahel.
There in the east and across the Sahel belt in Chad, in central Chad, that's the fundamental challenge, to get clean water and good sanitation facilities, any sanitation facilities, frankly, for the population. For the town we went to, Abugadam, it's like an autonomous nomadic province. When I had visited there before, they took us to a well. It's a non-sanitary open well with people going right up with their donkeys and their camels right up to the well to get water. And I was told that at that time that one well serves over 50,000 people who come from radius of 15 to 20 kilometers. And this is, I think, the story we hear in the East a lot, which is people don't have access to clean water. They drink out of these wells, they drink out of the wadis when the rains come. So you have a lot of illness. This is part of the cause of the malnutrition problem. And again, it's a cycle that rolls on and on when you don't have proper health care.
But there's some positives to the Matar Trench. Help Chad's Ali said that after inspecting the dike, he found that all wasn't lost.
But we found the way the water flows out is intact, thank God. There are two funnels. Therefore, the problem we've had is to reconstruct the dike. And this part that's already broken, we can't rebuild it here, but we can lengthen the funnel. The diagnostics have already been done. The dam here fills around 800 to 1,000 hectares. It's really helped provide the people with clean drinking water.
Help Chad is waiting for responses from donors for funds to repair the trench, which would come to about 400,000 euros. The community is excited about the possibility that Matar Dike will work again. Reporting for RFI from Matar Dike in Abugadam, eastern Chad, this is Laura Angela Bagnetto.